The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I keep hearing every day from listeners all over America who are greatly distressed over this plan, Biden's plan, that would give the IRS more power to track bank accounts. And I want to break it down and know everything, find out everything we need to know. David Williams is president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance. He's become an expert over the years in finding and exposing government waste and has helped sort of fine-tune criteria in identifying and ultimately eliminating earmarks. But it dawned on us that he might be a perfect guest to talk about this scheme. It's what I think is a scheme to have the IRS snoop on ordinary Americans' bank accounts. David, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And I got to tell you, out of a $3.5 trillion spending bill, this jumps out at me as one of the most ridiculous and troublesome things that I've seen. And that is the requiring people and banks to report any transaction over $600. This is just an invasion of our privacy. This is the IRS snooping. This is the government just wanting more information about us. And I think if any provision in this bill that could kill it, this is it. Because, listen, people don't trust the IRS. Personally, I'm more afraid of the IRS than I am the Department of Defense. The IRS has a lot more power than the Department of Defense will ever have. But, you know, in all seriousness, this is a major problem to have this this much information flowing to the IRS, our personal information.
You know, the idea would require banks, credit unions, and other providers of financial services to track and submit information to the IRS about the total inflows and outflows of every account that features a balance over $600 at any point during the year or with at least that much in annual transactions. Speaker Pelosi was asked about it this week. Yuri, let's play. Can we play the Nancy Pelosi clip? Because she was asked about this by a reporter, and she seems very intent on making sure this is part of the Democrats' reconciliation package. Listen to this, David. Listen to this, David.
See, one of the pay-fors in the Build Back Better bill that's been proposed is IRS cracking down on some unpaid taxes. Mm-hmm. Banks are starting to get calls from customers, and they're reporting these calls. They're concerned about this tracking of transactions that is greater than $600. So Americans are starting to be worried about this. Do you think that this pay-for of giving the IRS more money to crack down on unpaid taxes is going to stay in the reconciliation?
Yes.
Bill? What do you say
yes.
to Americans
yes.
who are concerned
yes.
about that?
Yes. Well, I mean, with all due respect, the plural of anecdote is not data. I've said that before here. Yes, there are concerns that some people have, but if people are breaking the law and not paying their taxes, one way to track them is through the banking measure. I think 600, but that's a negotiation that will go on as to what the amount is, but yes.
Now, she's very clear. This is going to happen as far if they get their way, but David Williams, there's been a tremendous amount of pushback from customers, from Americans, from the lobbyists with the banks. Maybe this is something that doesn't soar through the way the Democrats hope it will.
And quite frankly, I don't think it will. I think this is a serious problem. Now, you look at $600, that could be someone's rent payment, right? So all of a sudden now, the IRS is going to know what your rent payments are during the course of a month or of a year. And, you know, she said that the number is negotiable. I don't care whether it's $600 or $1,000. The banks should not be reporting all these transactions to the IRS. We can't trust the Internal Revenue Service. They leaked very sensitive information out about people earlier this year. Why are we going to trust them with more information? A report just came out saying that they are not cleaning their laptops. And I'm not talking about cleaning, you know, with soap and water, but like sanitizing the information on these laptops. So we can't trust the IRS with the information they already have. Why are we going to trust them with more information? And Nancy Pelosi is clueless. Let's be honest, because she doesn't do her own finances. She doesn't send money Venmo or PayPal to people. And this is going to affect Venmo, PayPal, all banking services. And I really think they miscalculated this one, because this is not a Republican issue. This is a Republican and Democrat issue. You're going to have a lot of millennials. You're going to have a lot of independents look at this and go, this is outrageous. So they completely overplayed their hand on this one, in my opinion.
David, you're the president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance, TPA. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to educating the public through the research, analysis, and dissemination of information on the government's effects on the economy. That's what the official wording is of your terrific organization. Let's talk about the plan, Biden's and the Democrats' plan with this reconciliation and $3.5 trillion spending plan. Give us the bird's eye view, the 35,000-foot view of what this is going to do to our nation's economy.
Okay, first of all, the economy is in shambles right now. We have inflation that's running rampant. We have horrible jobs numbers the last 2 months, not just August, but September. Awful jobs numbers.
What was it? 4 million people quit last month?
Yes. Went out of the workforce. 4.3 million said, I'm done. And that's why the unemployment rate dipped, is because, you know, don't look at that 4.8% unemployment number as good. That's bad, because people stop looking for jobs and they just want to stay out of the economy. So get this. The Democrats look at this horrible economy. Their reaction is to raise taxes on people that are already paying more at the grocery store because of inflation. This is their reaction to it. It's unbelievable that they would be so tone deaf to what's happening in this country.
David, this lack of awareness as to what the Democrats are actually doing is stunning to me. And a lot of people maintain this is deliberate. Wrecking the economy, the country's in shambles. This is, and I know you're nonpartisan, but I want to ask you your perception of whether or not this is intentional infliction of damage. Or is it inadvertent? Are they clueless? Are they incompetent? Or is this nefarious? Is there a concerted effort to really wreak havoc with the nation's economy?
So saying that they want to wreak havoc gives them a lot of credit, which I'm not going to give them any credit. I think they're clueless. They don't understand economics. They don't understand fiscal policy. They don't understand how things work. After the tax cuts through President Trump, we saw $1,000, $2,000 go out in bonuses. And Nancy Pelosi was like, oh, $1,000, that's not a lot of money. It is. They're clueless and they're out of touch with what real Americans want. And I think this is going to bite them in the you-know-what next year during the elections, is that I see a movement here, and it's not just Republicans, it's independents. They see what's happening and they're fed up with the government, whether it's their local school board, whether it's the taxes or the spending. There's a lot of frustration, and not just by Republicans. And I think Democrats are really in for a rude awakening next year.
I also have to go back to this $600 scheme with the IRS. Of course, they want to hire thousands of additional IRS agents to monitor, I guess, and patrol and peruse the banking transactions of ordinary Americans. I had fun on the radio show yesterday talking to callers about Pelosi not really being concerned about that $600 threshold, because for her, that probably wouldn't even cover a new pair of shoes. That doesn't cover her lunch tab. You know, I mean, really, she's a multi-millionaire, very wealthy lady. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. But these Democrats are so out of touch, so pitifully disconnected for ordinary, hardworking, tax-paying people, David, it isn't even funny. That's crazy.
No, it is crazy. And if you look at what the IRS is doing by hiring more auditors, you know who's going to get audited. It's lower income folks. It's not the Bill Gateses of the world, because they have a team of CPAs and lawyers and attorneys just waiting for that call from the IRS. And they've actually done studies. And the Mississippi Delta region gets audited more than the wealthy suburbs of New York City.
Wow.
That tells you everything you need to know about auditing and what the IRS does, because they know they can intimidate the lower income folks into paying more, and they will leave the rich guys alone.
Well, David, they got to figure out a way to pay for this somehow. They can't. I mean, there's no money fairy out in the backyard, a tree that's going to, we're going to be able to pluck and get this money. So you got to go after Mississippians. You got to go after Alabamans. You got to go after Ohioans. You got to go after Floridians. You got to go after everybody in order to try to pay for this. And it's an absolute disgrace. I want to get your perspective on the talking point that the left loves, that the wealthy and the financially successful don't pay their fair share. I'd love for somebody once and for all to tell me what the fair share is. I was sort of driven out of New York, lived in New York, in Manhattan. I kept looking at my paycheck, seeing that I was paying between city, state, and federal taxes almost half my paycheck back to the government. I was losing almost 50%. I said, I'm done. Moved to Florida. I got about 9 or 10% back because of no state income tax in the state of Florida. I do well. I'm proud of my career. I don't like to brag. I'm grateful. I'm profoundly thankful that I've been blessed with this career and this occupation that gives me a good living. But I think almost 50% of taxes, 50% of my income to Uncle Sam is pretty fair. What do they mean by not paying your fair share?
Well, first of all, I want more people to emulate you and to want to do better and to, you know, get better jobs, to make more money and not feel like there's going to be a burden on them to pay more taxes when they are successful. Because what the Democrats want to do is they want to punish success. They want to punish wealth. And let's be honest, we're all striving to be wealthy. Everyone at every, you know, the lower income, middle income levels, we all want to be wealthy. But they look at this government and think, they're just going to tax the heck out of me. And that's not fair. And they talk about, you know, we have to make them pay their fair share. What does that mean? It is the most subjective thing that you can say is fair share. And if you're a business or a company and your tax burden is increased, you do a few things. Either you leave the country, and we've seen companies do that before during the Obama administration. So they will leave the country. They will raise prices, and most likely not. That's what's going to happen. Businesses will raise prices. And now they're talking about different layers of taxes starting at $5 million, that you're going to pay a higher tax if you have a business. And listen, if you own a farm, you can get to $5 million pretty darn quickly, right? So you have a business, you're at $4.5 million, and I'm not talking about net, I'm talking about gross. So you still, you know, you're probably not making a lot of money off that $5 million, but you're not going to go over that $5 million, Mike. You're going to say, listen, I don't want to get to that next tax bracket, so I'm just going to slow things down. No, we want to encourage people to blow past $5 million, $10 million. We don't want there to be any hesitancy to do that. Congress is saying, no, we don't want to reward wealth and hard work, and it really frustrates me to no end.
It's un-American. I mean, when I grew up, I was taught part of the American dream is to achieve some measure of financial success, to not have to struggle and worry about going from paycheck to paycheck. And I know millions of Americans are in that boat. That's why I always hate making it sound like I'm bragging when I acknowledge that I make a good living. I mean, you talked about emulating a path like mine. I mean, I've been a broadcaster for 43 years. And in 1978, I had my first job at a radio station in Ohio making about $11,000 a year. So this hasn't been easy. And I am proud that I've achieved some degree of success. And I truly am grateful when somebody like David Williams from TPA acknowledges that the left and the Democrats want to villainize somebody who's had a 43-year path and has finally, you know, had a degree of success with making a good income. They want me to feel like I'm a villain, I'm a bad guy for having achieved my life's work and my dream, and that is to make a good living and be good at what I do and hopefully give something back to society. And believe me, over the years, I think I've paid my fair share in taxes. Now, you know, I guess, David, there's a lot of people that figure out, you know, capital gains and wealthy people who, you know, are able to play all kinds of games. And I get that. I understand that. I understand clamping down on people who figure out a way to avoid paying taxes. But for crying out loud, most of us aren't avoiding paying taxes. Most of us are paying plenty of taxes in all income levels.
That's right. I mean, you look at businesses, you know, these mega businesses. You know, they may reduce their tax rate. And listen, Congress is to blame for that, right? Because they're the ones who made tax law. So I don't know if you really can blame the business for trying to maximize their profits here, but you know, they're paying payroll taxes, they're paying property taxes. I mean, they're putting so much money into this economy that the Democrats fail to see. And again, the Democrats believe that government knows best. They absolutely don't. You know who creates wealth in this country? It's people like you, people like me. It's small businesses, big businesses, you know, everyone at every income level. Those are the people that are creating wealth. And listen, if government created wealth, West Virginia would be the richest state in the country. The amount of earmarks that Senator Byrd sent back to West Virginia, you know, they should be the richest state in the country. They are not, because government doesn't create wealth. People create wealth.
David Williams, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Appreciate you joining us very much. What's your organization's website, David?
We're at protectingtaxpayers.org, and I always encourage people, call your member of Congress. There are massive bills that are being debated right now and considered. Please call your member of Congress and show and voice your displeasure about $3.5 trillion, $1.2 trillion, the massive tax increases. A lot's happening.
Protectingtaxpayers.org. Find out more about this tremendous organization. David Williams, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Thanks for joining us. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.